Thank you for joining me for part two of the Ahmed Spiritual Recovery's newsletter blog for November 2019. And this is all about step 11. So, continuing from the first part, now it's time we carry out the decision that we made in step three, turning our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. That is done through step 11, understanding God as we know Him to help guide us from our own self-will, which were the blocks we identified, to His will, which are the opposites of the self-will. We do this by regularly improving our conscious contact with God through prayer and meditation. In doing this, we have and will continue to change the directions of our lives. We will see things differently. What once might have been just a painful and sorrowful experience now becomes an opportunity. It still might be painful, but our perspective of things is changing. In step three, we made a decision to give up our decision making in order to receive direction. Here, in step 11, because of our decision in step 3 and the action steps thereafter, we are not only receiving God's will in our lives, but the power to carry out the decisions we made from removing those blocks. We receive these blessings through another set of blessings in and of itself, that be prayer and meditation. Many people think that prayer and meditation take hours, so they continue to put it off. But like everything in life, it starts with a single step. 5 minutes in the morning, 5 minutes at night, and over time, you'll notice that while you're taking that 5 minutes in the morning and at night, things happen, decisions are needed, and a thought comes into your heart and says, maybe I should have some quiet time around this. Perhaps I should even say a prayer. Prayer and meditation begin to become a more significant role in your life if you continue to pray and meditate daily. There's an old saying, pray as if everything depends on God, work as if everything depends on you. And there's a short story. A passerby once saw St. Francis tending his garden, and he said to him, you must have prayed very hard, Francis, for things to go so well. And Francis replied, yes, and every time I prayed, I picked up my hoe. So, once we learn to ask only for God's will, directions, and the power to carry them out, we will begin to see God's directions during the day and be able to act accordingly. Remember, we are not the past. We are past the point of directing God, telling Him what we want or how things should be. When we're at this point of seeing it all as God's will, the peace, love, joy, and wisdom experience is more than we ever expected in life. These are true and lasting gifts that come from within. Eternally yours, Michael. Thank you.